This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. What's your reaction? Lions gonna play on Christmas Day. Featured. Heather, you're the first person we thought of.
Yeah, and you know what my reaction's going to be, right? Big two thumbs down. I was so bummed when I heard this. I was bummed when you talked about the potential of this happening, and now that it's a reality, it's even worse. I love Christmas. Christmas is literally probably my favorite day of the year, and Christmas Eve combined, they're my favorite days. And I don't love this, and neither does Colin, who is a huge Lions fan, a huge football fan.
So he tells you.
No, because he also loves Christmas and his family, and especially now having little kids. There's only a certain period of time where Christmas is really, really, really magical before you lose all of that innocence, right? And with the game, it tears you away from being with your family, especially the little kids who are not going to sit down and watch a full Lions game. They can be in the same room.
Sure.
But it's a distraction from everything. He can't. Or we, or anyone watching, for us and our family, won't be fully engaged in the game or fully engaged in the family. And it just kind of seems like it's going to create this like tug of war between which one do I do? I really want to watch the game, but I really want to be with my family. And it normally is a time for us where we're not engaged in TV. We do not usually have the TV on. We have Christmas music playing. Normally we turn the TV and it's like the fire. It's just like, you know, like we don't have technology going. We hang out as a family. We talk with people we haven't gotten the time to catch up on. We play games. We're really in that family zone. So I don't love this because it is going to change that family dynamic.
I can appreciate that. And our family dynamic is much different.
Right.
And it's, we'll open up presents. And then after that, the older kids will be trying on their clothes.
Right.
Teddy will be playing with his toys. We'll turn the first game on and enjoy it. We don't go anywhere on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
I spent as a player either playing or practicing on Thanksgiving, playing or practicing on Christmas. Unless Christmas fell on a Monday or Tuesday, it was still a work day. And so, yeah, I understand it from a player's perspective. And I know a lot of people, especially when the Lions posted a, you know, Christmas Day events, that you look at the comments and some of them were, well, I, you know, sad for the players that they have to play on Thanksgiving and on Christmas. It's not out of the realm of possibilities. You make adjustments as a player. You've already made those adjustments. So it's not going to be a huge inconvenience to them. And I think Alex Anzalone posted something about being sad about playing on Christmas. I get it, but you have an entire off-season where for the large part, you're home with family, kids, all of that.
When you knew,
it's a give and take.
You knew playing professional sports.
Yeah,
you're
going to be playing on holidays.
And I knew even coming up working in sports media, there's events on holidays. I mean, I'm going to be working Christmas Day because of this. I mean, Rico and I will have that pregame show where we'll be leading up to the game. We work Thanksgiving Day. It's not a foreign concept for Detroit fans to have a holiday with Lions football on it. And I actually like it. Like, I'm team thumbs up here. Sports bring people together. And in our family, Christmas Eve's the big night. Like, we go to my grandpa's house, extended family. We do a big dinner. Everybody exchanges stories and gets... Christmas morning is you wake up, you do your presents, you stay in your pajamas all day. It's perfect to put the Lions game on. It's perfect to have Lions football on Christmas
Day. Now, here is something that I hadn't considered, and I do understand this point of view as well. Sad for the workers at and around the stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, that's those individuals definitely drew the short straw. But then again, from a selfish Detroit standpoint, I'm excited that they're playing on Christmas, but I'm excited it's there
not
and not here.
Well, that's a good point, too. Think about this. Who are the teams that are playing on both Thanksgiving and Christmas Day? The Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Detroit Lions.
Welcome to being good and respected.
Big brands, big draw. Everybody wants to watch this football team. I mean, we get it with Dallas. They're kind of grandfathered in. Kansas City, the Mahomes effect, the Taylor Swift effect. And the Lions are just that interesting, right? We don't have the built-in star down in Dallas, and we don't have the guy challenging to be the greatest of all time at quarterback. We're just a really good, quality, fun football team.
And that the people want to watch.
Nation's fallen in love with. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most watched teams now.
And I love it because, and again, this goes to the different ages of my kids versus, Heather, your kids, where they're all at school. Or, you know, Lucy's at college, and it'll be great to have her home, but they will have been home now basically for that entire week. And it's going to be a measure of, okay, how do I keep the kids entertained? How do I keep them active so they're not laying around the house? Now this is a day where everybody is forced to lay around the house, and now we're looking for things to do. NFL is on, because I'm not going to watch the NBA, even if the NFL wasn't on, not watching the NBA unless the Pistons are on. It's just... It gives us something to do because on Saturdays and on Sundays, football is such a large part of our family. Lisa's going to sit down and watch. We'll debate back and forth as to, you know, what should be going on in the game. Kids will, you know, chime in every once in a while, but they'll also kind of just sit there and be entertained by Lisa and I's back and forth. So it's, for us, it is a family event.
I get that. I can understand that. And I know for a lot of people it is too. But for us, the way we do our Christmas celebration and our Christmas tradition, it's going to definitely change it. And I don't love it. And neither does Colin. He was kind of disappointed that this was going to be this game on this day at that time. You know, we already talked about where are we normally at Christmas this time? Like, we do Christmas morning with my family. We're home. We don't get out of our pajamas all day long. This is a chill day.
Yeah.
But we do things at our house, and then we go and celebrate Christmas with his family. So we are going then. So we're doing a whole nother celebration with new people, new gifts, the dinner. It's just
this will be a distraction.
It is. It's a distraction from what we typically do, which is a really nice get together where you can actually chat and hang out and be with the family.
Texter says this: I hate the Christmas game. I travel to multiple families on that day. You can't record the game because it's going to be on the background everywhere you go, and you won't be able to focus on the game because you're always getting up and moving around.
Or the family. You can't focus on either 100%.
We already have Thanksgiving. We have to choose between family and the game twice. Not a fan. Thumbs down. This is why the NFL makes so much money. People think they have to watch the game. Sports are a choice and not a need in your life. Mason at work. Even Bronner's closes for Christmas. Guys, can't wait to wake up Christmas morning, throw on my Lions jersey, Santa hat, head to service, and pray to the big man upstairs that Gibbs gets that 2-TD parlay. Rocky in New Hudson.
But so my perspective is also the fact that football season, it's a limited part of the year. And I know it's a big part of the year, but it's what I am fully invested in. And our family is fully invested in. So I don't have an issue with, I know the first game is on Thursday, then there's a Friday night game, and then there's a whole bunch of them on Sunday. I don't have a problem with some people saying, well, it's too much football. I don't mind Thanksgiving Day games. In fact, I love them. I don't mind the Black Friday game. And then at the end of the year, when you get more football on Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, I love football any chance I can watch football.
Yeah, like with Thanksgiving, we're used to mingling the two. And I think sometimes it's nice. Like, it gives you something to talk about around the dinner table about the game and grumble about if they lose or celebrate if they win. Like, the Lions are part of the conversation in the city. And I think it does bring people closer together.
Yeah.
Family, friends, or otherwise. Playing on the holiday doesn't bother me one bit. John in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hi. I'm totally against them playing on Christmas Day, and I'm protesting. I'm not going to watch.
Even if the division is on the line, you're going to not pay attention to what's going on?
That's correct.
Good
that's
for you. Correct. You celebrate Christmas with the family.
That's right. It's all about Christmas.
That's great. I'm not going to tell you you're right or wrong. It's just, actually, I'm going to tell you you're right because that works for you. And I think you should do what it is that you want to do on that day.
Okay.
Okay.
We wanted people's perspective. He says he's not watching, protesting.
Yeah. Christmas I think there's a lot of, if you're a football fan and you have a family and you don't go anywhere, like it's a day at home. There are a lot of people that are constantly searching for things to do with their kids. And turning on the game gives you an option. Doesn't have to be your only option. Doesn't have to be the option you choose, but it does give you an option.
Ticket Texter says, bars aren't open on Christmas. I'll have to stock up on my drinks. Signed, Jack and Coke Jerry.
There you go.
Ticket Texter says, I feel for the workers that have to travel to Minnesota. That's tough. You'll miss everything, even Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That's tough if they have kids.
It is, but if you made that decision at some point to work for an NFL team or to be in the sports business, you accept the fact that this is going to happen at some point.
Well, if Dan Miller and Lomas Brown don't want to work, we can get Stoney and Rieger to fill in.
They should be available, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The texter says, the NFL's on Hanukkah every year. Suck it up, go Lions. Yeah. And it'll be the best Christmas ever. Hooker gets the start after Goff gets hurt by T.J. Watt the week before, and Hooker starts the Super Bowl run. Guess who it signed?
Jamar.
Jamar in Westland. More of your feedback next, 97.1.
Hey, you know in sports when you get sidelined by an injury, it's personal, and it feels personal, and you feel left out. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. Trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. Remember, Get David, Get Paid isn't just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. And if you or someone you know has been injured, tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Back-to-back nights with a walk-off winner. Justin Henry Reloy, the pinch hitter, drives in another pinch hitter. Mm-hmm. Andy Ibañez. Using all 26 dudes, Tigers sweep the Red Sox. NFL schedule came out last night. We've had fun with it. We played the schedule game. John's version. My version. You can go back and listen to the game-by-game breakdown with the Odyssey Rewind with the Odyssey app. We brought up Christmas Day, which is a source of contention.
Yeah, on John, the show.
You like it. I like it. Heather hates it.
Yeah, the more
you're
I
appalled.
Think about it and talk about it, the more I hate it. And I hated it before it was even a thing.
Yeah. And I mean, we can like it, dislike it, you know, it, to any level that we want. The reason it's happening is because people will watch. Ratings are going to be great. And that's why they have scheduled the teams that fans want to see.
Heather, it doesn't feel like it. This is a reward.
Oh, yeah?
This is a reward for the Lions. They are on that pedestal now.
I get that. Good for them. That's incredible. But just don't mess with Christmas.
Your family time.
Don't mess with Christmas.
Ticket Texter says, it's about time Jesus gets the treatment I routinely get on Devil's Night, signed Satan. Goes around, comes around, apparently. Ticket Texter says, watching the Lions will be better than watching A Christmas Story for the 1,000th time. Or what was Hot Frosty was the big one last
Frosty,
year.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, it's either NFL football or the Hallmark Channel. Give me the NFL football all day, every day.
I absolutely hate that the NFL plays on Christmas. Christmas belongs to the NBA, not the NFL. I hate having to watch the Lions on multiple holidays. It's an awful thing. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sports bring us together. Big, big marquee spotlights for our football teams. And I say it as a guy who's going to have to work some of the time on Christmas Day now. Bring it on.
You also
don't have children.
I know. I knew that was coming. Fine. You have the two little ones, so I understand your sensitivity to it.
It's very different. It is magical when you have little ones. And there's only a certain time period where it is that magical day. I mean, it's still magical. I loved it even before I had kids, but it's different. It's even better now that I have little kids.
I can't have Christmas on Friday.
Oh, John. She just stared daggers into your soul.
I can't wait for, quote, sports brings us together when we're bitching about why didn't they bring in another pass rusher? The Tigers are struggling in July.
But that does bring us together.
Why doesn't Stevie Y going for the playoffs?
You say that sarcastically or like with some... Greg, that does bring us together. Communal bitching is part of being a sports fan. And it does tie people together over a shared experience. Good or bad. Mostly bad as a Lions fan, but it's a hell of a lot more fun when they're good.
So one thing Heather shared with us in the break was, this is making me even more angry.
Yes, the more and I think about how it's going to
be. She's thinking of how the day's going to play out. And she said, like, quote, the guys are going to be in the back room. Usually everybody's hanging out together. But since the Lions are on, the guys are going to be in the back room. And the women and the kids are going to be in the front room with the tree. And the women are going to have to take care of the kids.
It is. It's how it's going to go. I can see it already. And we're going to be separated. And normally it is a day where everyone's together. We're not on our devices. We're having conversations with people we don't always get to talk to. We're all hanging out together. It's going to be different.
I don't
love it.
What better conversation than the Lions run defense? Yeah.
Invade the game room. Bring the kids in there. Yeah.
What if Colin came to you and said, all right, I heard you. I love you. And I'm not watching.
I would be shocked. He will be watching. I mean, but he doesn't like that it's going to be on because he does like to have this day with the family, right? Like, it will be on. It is inevitable. The TV will be on with the game. It is. Well, the game will be on. I know that because I know how his family are.
When he gets home, he'll rewatch it again on Christmas night.
Well, depending on if they win or if they lose. And that will be, if they lose, I mean, it dramatically affects his mood. Like, it really does. It plays big on his mental game. So if they lose, awesome. That's cool. Merry Christmas.
Do you think it could ruin his Christmas?
Well, it's nice that it's going to happen later in the day. Yeah, so most of the Christmas won't be ruined, but sure.
He can wear all the new gear he gets from Santa Claus.
That's true.
Because the game won't be done until right around 8:00. So if they lose, only ruins a couple hours by bed.
Yeah, right. Go to bed. Yeah.
Go to bed angry. Jeff in Roseville, last word. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, hi, guys. Glad you got me on. I got an interesting I agree with Heather on this and her husband. I'm one of those guys. I got four TVs in my basement. I got the games on every weekend. I run two fantasy leagues. Thursday night games were cool. They throw some of these other games on. But when it comes to Christmas, I'm even at my breaking point. I mean, my whole family knows, don't bother me on Sunday. Don't call me. Don't make plans. I'm not coming if it's on Sunday. And that's the kind of fan I am. But I just think they're going way overboard with the Christmas thing. And quite frankly, even the Friday stuff on that they got on there too. It's just getting to be a little bit too much. I love the NFL, but at some point in time, it's oversaturation. And Christmas is time to spend with your family. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal opinion.
So it's Thanksgiving, and we managed to do both.
I mean, I agree. It's time to spend with your family, but you can spend that time with your family watching football.
But it's different. It is different. You're engaged in something else. You're not fully engaged in conversation because your attention is split between something else.
Let me ask you this question.
That's all it is. I mean, I get what you're saying.
I'm not trying to convince or change your mind. I get your perspective. And if everybody's in the same room and it's just your family, it's you, Colin, the kids, and whoever you're spending that time with.
Yes.
Will there be a Christmas movie on? Or is it just there's nothing on? It's just
no. There's not. There won't be a Christmas. No.
You're just sitting
there's
around.
Christmas music.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're sitting around having conversations. We normally play some games, like games that the family can play.
You're taking away from it. It's you're, instead of watching a game, you're playing a game.
We got to get to Heather's news.
Yeah.
I am not high on your list right now.
I mean, it's cool. You do you and I'll do me,
okay.
And that's great.
Yep.
We just don't agree on this. Stephen A. Smith didn't hold back when responding to Charles Barkley, essentially calling him a sellout for being everywhere and having an opinion on everything. So Barkley made these comments on a recent appearance of Don't At Me with Dan Dockich. And here's the sound.
I was in the studio last night and I see he's going to be on Law and Order tonight. I mean, he's already on
there
General Hospital. He's already on General Hospital. Now he's going to be on Law and Order tonight. And I was just laughing. I'm like, yo, man, you're starting to be too much right now. Like, you're going to be on CNN. You're going to be on Fox and Friends. Now you're on General Hospital. Now you're on Law and Order. I'm like, yo, man, knock it off. Stop being on every TV show.
And then Smith responded on his own show, calling Barkley a flaming hypocrite.
And it doesn't mean that I'm devoid of the right to call him a flaming hypocrite when it's called upon. Do y'all have any idea how many commercials Charles Barkley does a year? He'll tell us two. Have you seen Charles Barkley in two commercials? Are you kidding me? Oh, by the way, the cat that you work with at least twice a week during the NBA season is Shaquille O'Neal. Can we count the amount of endorsements he has?
I mean, I get his point, but the problem is when you see Stephen A, he's annoying. Shaq isn't annoying. Charles is. They're entertaining. Yeah. Just my opinion.
TGI Fridays, we all know that restaurant. It's getting a little bit of a facelift, right? Because it's got to try to get out of bankruptcy. So there's some new plans. The restaurant just announced a menu overhaul as part of what they're calling TGI Fridays' ongoing comeback story, okay? So there's only 89 remaining locations. Last year, there was 270.
Wow.
So there's not a lot of them left, but the CEO says this menu overhaul isn't just the only change. This is just the beginning. So you're going to see a change to their mozzarella sticks, which they're kind of known for. They say they're going to level up the flavor on their mozzarella sticks. They're going to create their own sauce, a TGI sauce. They're going to introduce a big queso energy burger, loaded tots. And then they're also introducing sips that slap. Some new beverage items, a whole bunch of new cocktails and things like that. So, I don't know. Is there any around us?
I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
When's the last time you went to one?
A Friday? A long time ago. Live Nation is selling $30 tickets for more than 1,000 concerts this summer, which is so fun. These $30 tickets to summer, it's a new campaign that launches May 21st. It will include a ton of different artists, the Black Keys, Cyndi Lauper, Halsey, the list goes on, and it will be at concerts at Pine Knob, Michigan Lottery Amphitheater, and then Meadowbrook Amphitheater as well. Like I said, they go on sale May 21st. I looked at the list. I would be down to grab a couple cheap tickets to some of these shows. They look fun. The one The one that I actually highlighted was be for my kids. Kids Bop Live.
There you go.
At Pine Knob. Emily, when we go to concerts, she always says she wants to go. So we've been talking to her like, okay, well, soon you'll get to go to one. And that would be one she could go to.
She can do that, yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably leave Brooks at home and just take her. He's a menace. Let's see. A guy in Louisiana got arrested on Mother's Day after he was caught pleasuring himself inside a display shed at Lowe's.
Oh, a display shed.
Yes. You know.
Didn't have blinds?
No. They don't have windows, but somebody must have.
Well, some of them have windows.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm kind of getting off track here, but yes.
Well, maybe this display shed had windows. I'm thinking of the ones that don't have windows, but somebody may have heard something or seen something through the door. Who knows? The police were called. They searched several sheds until they found the guy
still
with his pants down, literally.
Still there?
Yes, yes, yes. And he's facing charges.
Hmm. Was his defense while the door was closed?
I'm not in public.
I don't
in the
think
shed.
He had a defense. I just... think he was like, you caught me. Like, I don't think he could have. Like, the details are...
You said his pants were still down?
Yeah, yeah. There was also an
that's
open tub of Vaseline next to
him. Oh, no.
Oh, man. That's when you send the rookie in. All right, your arrest.
Book him, Dano. Okay, Heather with the news.
Tub of Vaseline.
Any other details we need to know?
There's more, but no, I'll leave those out.
A washcloth.
Okay.
Maybe some paper towels.
Dear John is next for when you need life advice. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.